Winners of three straight and outscoring their opponents 16-4 are the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark tonight. The fifth of six matchups between the Ballers and the Carolina Mudcats in this little Carolina League action here in a beautiful Kannapolis, North Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Your host, Dan Helody, as always, bringing the action here live from Kannapolis. Ballers again, winners of three straight. Looking to make it four in a row tonight as Noah Owen, the righty, will deliver the first pitch of tonight's ball game at 6:59. It is a ball outside. 1-0 your count on the Mudcats leadoff batter in Hendry Mendez. 6:59 first pitch, 80 degrees outside as the pitch from Owen on the 1-0 is in there. 1-1. Now your count on Hendry Mendez. They're actually going to say that was a ball. 6:59 first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-0. Lifted foul by Hendry Mendez. We'll have another one at 2-1. Ballers returning tonight. A Saturday evening matchup here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First time they've started at 7 o'clock. We had been starting at 6:30. However, tonight the Ballers and Mudcats are getting a 7 o'clock first pitch. Moving it back a little bit so we can get the postgame fireworks underway in the nighttime skies. 2-1. Fastball in there. 2-2 is now your count. Noah Owen, the righty, on the bump. 4-7 with a 5.43 ERA, making his start here tonight. As the 2-2 is lifted in the air in right field, it'll bounce off the wall and be at trouble. Headed for a second on the play is Hendry Mendez. He's in there safely for a leadoff double here in this first inning. Already Mudcats threatening with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Zach Robbie, second baseman, will now get his turn at the plate. Owen making his 15th appearance on the year, start number 13, his 7th one at home. Again, 4-7 to a 5.43 ERA. Had a really hot start in the month of April. He was 3-0 with a 1.13 ERA. Since then, though, he's picked up 7 losses, and it hasn't been his best outings. Pitch is in there. Owen won your count. Robbie with a check swing. 0-1 count. Mendez, Robbie, and Hebert Perez due up in the order here top of the first inning for the Carolina Mudcats. Owen's 0-1. Off the plate to Robbie. Now 1-1. Last time out for Noah Owen. 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 4 punch outs. He did earn the victory back on July the 1st against the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch off the plate. 2-1 now the count on Zach Robbie. Mendez, Robbie, and Perez due up in the order. Jackson Chorio, center fielder, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia. 2-1 is low and outside from Owen to Robbie. Now 3-1. Cibrian, the catcher, will bat sixth. Batting seventh is the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. D.H. Jesus Garcia, number 16, will bat 8th. And batting ninth is Luis Silva, the third baseman. Owen on the bump with the pants pulled up to show off the Red Sox. 3-1, grounded weakly up the middle. Played by the second baseman, Polanco. Fires to first. It is in time for the first out of the first inning. Advancing to third on the play will be Hendry Mendez. So now runner on third and one down for Hebert Perez. Left to right in the outfield tonight for Kannapolis. It'll go Logan Glass, James Beard, and Cabrera Weaver. Veras, Atwood, Polanco, and Gladney. Left to right in the infield. Behind the plate is Victor Torres. For the righty, Noah Owen. Big swing and a miss from Hebert Perez. Owen won your count. Owen wasting no time. He'll deliver the 0-1 on the mound to Perez. Another big swing and a miss. Owen 2 now the count. Owen, a four-pitch mix, yeah, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider, product of Oceanside, California, pitched at both University of San Diego and UC Santa Barbara. 0-2 is grounded just foul down the first base line by Hebert Perez. Another one coming at 0-2. Hebert Perez, one of the top prospects in the organization for the Milwaukee Brewers at number 9. Mudcats holding 4 of the top 10 in the Brewers' top 30 prospect list. A lot of talent in this organization, especially in low A ball. 0-2. Lifted high in the air into foul ground. It will land foul and in the seating bowl. Heads up over there in section 104. Bounces around, ends up in 105. We'll do another one at 0-2 on Heber Perez. Owen the ride, he already been of a trouble. Runner on third is Hendry Mendez. 0-2, swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Noah Owen picks up his first punch out of the night. Heber Perez down, swinging at strike three. Two down now, runner on third for Jackson Chorio, the center fielder. Jackson Chorio will dig in, the hot-hitting bat, batting 318, 11 homers and 42 RBIs. Kids on a hot streak. First pitch grounded through the hole in the left field for a base knock. Scoring on the play will be Hendry Mendez, and Jackson Chorio gives the Carolina Mudcats an early 1-0 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the first inning, and Chorio contributes an RBI single. Eduardo Garcia, shortstop, will now get his turn at the plate against Noah Owen. Owen's pitch to Garcia, off-speed pitch just a bit outside, 1-0 your count. Chorio producing his 42nd RBI on the year. Kid's got some pop, 1-0. Big swing and a miss by Eduardo Garcia. Count will move now, 1-1. Cibrian, the catcher, waiting on deck. Mudcats jumping out to a 1-0 lead. Haven't done this since Monday night's game, July 4th. 1-1, swing and a miss at the plate. Throw it a second. They got him at second. Victor Torres behind the dish. It's a 2-4 caught stealing of Jackson Chorio for the third out of the first inning. So that will conclude matters and send us into the bottom of the first inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers trail 1-0 to the Carolina Mudcats. We'll be right back. Take a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. James Beard will lead it off bottom of the first inning against the righty Carlos Rodriguez on the bump for the Mudcats. Beard will dig in. First pitch of the bottom of the first inning is in there. 0-1 is your count. Beard will dig in. He'll be followed in the order by Andy Atwood and Colby Smelly. Bottom first, ballers already trail 1-0. Rodriguez delivers the pitch off the plate. 1-1 is now your count. Beard with a home run in last night's ball game, a 2-run shot. Picking up his fourth homer on the year. 1-1 is fouled off. Another one coming at 1-2. Roddy on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats tonight is Carlos Rodriguez, 6 foot, 180-pound, 20-year-old from Rivas, Nicaragua, 2021 sixth-round pick. Ended up at Florida Southwestern State JUCO. 1-2 your count on James Beard. Rodriguez on the bump will deliver the 1-2 offering. It's cut out and missed for strike three. James Beard down on strikes for the first out of the first inning. That'll send it to Andy Atwood, the shortstop. Rodriguez 2-3 with a 3.46 ERA, making his 10th start on the year. 54 and two-thirds innings, 66 punch-outs for the Roddy. Opponents batting just 215 against the Roddy. Carlos Rodriguez last time out started on July the 3rd. Pitch off the plate to Atwood. 1-0 is your count. Five innings against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on July 3rd. Four hits, three runs, three walks, six punch-outs. 1-0 is in there, 1-1. Rodriguez did face Kannapolis once back in late May, on May 25th. Came out of the bullpen in that game as the 1-1 lifted high in the air right field. After it is Mendez on the warning track. Will Campan make the grab for out number two? F9 in the book here. Now quickly two down. That'll send Colby Smelly, the DH, to the plate. Rodriguez out of the bullpen on May 25th against Kannapolis. Four innings, two hits, no runs, two walks, eight punch-outs in four innings. It's definitely a solid outing from the righty. Smelly will dig in. What a night he had last night. A 4-for-5 night at the plate with three singles and a double. Pitch is inside to Smelly. 1-0 is your count on the big cheese. On deck is Wilfred Veras, third baseman for the Ballers tonight. 1-0 is in there. 1-1 is now your count. Veras on deck. Gladney in the hole. He'll bat fifth. Batting sixth is Samuel Palacio, second baseman. 1-1 to Smelly off the plate. Now 2-1. 7-8-9 in the order is Logan Glass, left fielder. Victor Torres, catcher, will bat eighth. And batting ninth is the right fielder, Cabrera Weaver. 2-1 from Rodriguez to Smelly. Grounded just foul down the first baseline. We'll do another one at 2-2. Called foul by infield umpire and Steve Craze. Trey Jester behind the plate tonight, calling balls and strikes. 2-2 count on El Queso Grande, Colby Smelly. He's got the Jordan 1 cleats rocking tonight. Does Colby Smelly. Much respect. I've actually got a pair of Jordan 1s on the way. We'll rock them tomorrow night post-game. We'll get some dinner. 2-2. Up and away. Count now runs full. You know, I wasn't really a shoe guy until I started hanging out with some of the guys down in the clubhouse, and they're all shoe guys. Got me hooked. Got my first pair of Jordans coming in tomorrow. Can't wait. 3-2 lifted high and foul. We'll do another one on Colby Smelly. I don't know what it is. I get off topic when it comes to Colby Smelly at the plate. Did it the other night talking about cheesesteaks, and he had a double. It must work. We'll see if it works here. Here's the 3-2. Swung on, fouled off. We'll have to do it again and do another one at 3-2. Good crowd on hand tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Post-game fireworks on tap. We're doing a little Beatles-themed fireworks tonight. Going to be a fun one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Mudcats and Ballers, Kannapolis winners of three straight. 3-2. Up and in on Smelly, ball four. It's a two-out walk issued to El Queso Grande. So now runner on, two down for Wilfred Veras. Wilfred Veras rocking the pink arm sleeve again. Cleanup batter for Kannapolis playing third base for the first time this week. First pitch is off the plate from Rodriguez. 1-0 your count. Veras has tallied RBIs in 7 of the 13 second half games for Kannapolis. Oh, and by the way, the Ballers are 7-0 when he tallies an RBI in a second half game. It's pretty stinking good. 1-0 fastball is up in the zone, but it is a strike indeed. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1 your count. Veras playing third base tonight. West Cath with the night off. Wilbur Sanchez also with the night off. 1-1 to Veras is lifted foul off the back protective netting. We'll do another one at 1-2. 1-2 count. Runner at first is Colby Smelly. Bottom first, ballers trail 1-0 to the Carolina Mudcats. 1-2. Upstairs on Veras. 2-2 now your count. Ballers in second place in the Carolina League South Division entering tonight. Just one game back at the Columbia Fireflies here in the second half of the Carolina League South Division. Again, the leader at the end of the second half does clear the playoff spot as home plate umpire Trey Jester is going to call a balk on Rodriguez. So it will be a balk allowing Colby Snelly to reach second base. It was a pickoff attempt over there at first base by Rodriguez. Initially, the infield umpire and Steve Craze had just simply called it a pickoff attempt, but home plate umpire Trey Jester, actually the one is saying, hey, that was a balk. Runner on second now, 2-2 count on Wilfred Veras. Some barking already from the dugout of the Carolina Mudcats. 2-2, lifted eye and foul by Veras. We'll do another one at 2-2. Looks like the pitching coach and Drew Thomas, not a huge fan of that call. Veras swinging the bat over the right shoulder. Rodriguez on the bump. Here's the 2-2. Swing and missed for strike three. Strikeout ends matters here in the first inning. Two punch outs on the night already for Carlos Rodriguez. And that concludes the first inning of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the second headed your way here in just a moment after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. The Kannapolis Cannonballers trail Carolina by a score of 1-0. Eduardo Garcia will dig back in. He had his at-bat cut short in the first inning. We're in the top of the second at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cuts on the first pitch from Noah Owen and misses for strike one. Owen one, your count. Here's the 0-1 from the righty. Another off-speed cut on and missed. 0-2 now the count on Eduardo Garcia. Garcia, Cibrian, and Jesus Chirinos due up in the order. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch from Owen. Swung on, and it's a sword to the plate by Eduardo Garcia. Three pitches, three strikes, and one strikeout for Noah Owen here in the second inning. That is now two punchouts on the night for the righty from Oceanside, California. Jose Cibrian will now dig in for the Carolina Mudcats. Ballers rocking the blue tops tonight. That's three Ballers on the front. White pants, red socks. Anybody who's decided to pull them up, going to go with the tricolor caps tonight. First pitch cut out and missed by Cibriano in one. Mudcats in the red tops tonight, gray pants. And you go with the red caps, black brim, and the whited out Carolina Mudcat logo. Pitch swung and missed, 0-2 now. Oh, 2 count on Cibriano. Noah Owen is working efficiently. Grounder to short on the 0-2. Atwood plays it cleanly, fires to first in time. Four out number two. It's a 6-3 ground out for Jose Cibrian. Now two down in the inning. Send it to Jesus Chirinos. Bit of a cloudy, humid day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's not super toasty out here. It's just a little humid. Some weather in the area. We've stayed pretty much dry all week, though, during game action. First pitch is right down the middle for strike one. 0-1 your count. Owen working quickly, wasting no time. 0-1. Off speed, cut out and missed. 0-2 now. Owen with a chance for a close to an immaculate inning here. If he's able to get the out on the 0-2 count. Roddy will kick at the left hand, throw it the right. Off speed, just a bit outside. 1-2 now the count. Again, Owen had one of the hottest starts on the Ballers pitching staff. 3-0, the 1.13 ERA in the month of April. 1-2 deep in the hole, diving play by Atwood. He can't make the play. It's into left field for a base knock. Jesus Chirinos with a two-out single to left field. We'll send it down to Jesus Garcia, the DH. Jesus Garcia will get his first action of the week here against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 5'10", 19-year-old from Caracas, Venezuela. Fouls the pitch off. We'll do another one at 0-1 on Jesus Garcia. Signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Spent 2021 with the Brewers Gold team in the Arizona Complex League. Brewers have two Arizona Complex League teams. 0-1 fouled off. Another one coming at 0-2 on Jesus Garcia. 5'10", 200-pound, listed as a catcher in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. He is a DH tonight. 0-2 count, two outs. Owen's 0-2 offering. Grounded to short, Atwood makes a clean play. He'll set his feet and fire to first in time. Four out, number three. Another ground out to Atwood. Puts the Mudcats done here in the second inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the second inning. Ballers and Mudcats going at it. Mudcats lead 1-0. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. DJ Gladney cuts on the first pitch and foul tips it into the catcher's mitt. 0-1 your count. Bottom second, Ballers and Mudcats going at it. Mudcats lead 1-0. Rodriguez on the bump. Here's the 0-1. Up and away on Gladney. 1-1. Gladney, Polanco, and Logan Glass, two up in the order. Again, Ballers trail 1-0, bottom second. 1-1 off the plate, 2-1 now to Gladney. Team leader in home runs with 15. He tallied one last night. Also leading with 47 RBI on the year is DJ Gladney. As he lifts this one high in the air into left field, it will land foul. Deep in the left field corner, that ball is called foul by our home plate umpire in Trey Jester. We'll have to do a 2-2 count now. 107 mile an hour exit velocity off the bat of DJ Gladney. But it is foul. We'll do another one at 2-2. DJ Gladney has technically batted for the cycle this week. He's got a double, a triple, and a home run. 2-for-4 last night with a home run, 2 RBIs, 2 strikeouts. 2-2. Grounded to second base. Making the play is Robbie to his left. He'll fire to first in time. 4-out number one. It's a 4-3 ground out for DJ Gladney. That'll send it to Samuel Polanco. Nobody on and one down. Left to right in the outfield today for the Carolina Mudcats. It'll go Perez, Chorio, and Mendez. Silva, Garcia, Robbie, and Chirinos left to right in the infield. Behind the dish is Cibrian for Rodriguez. Polanco cuts on the pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 your count. Samuel Polanco 0-for-4 last time out. This series he's 1-for-8 with a double. As he fouls off the 0-1 over our head. Another one coming at 0-2. Logan Glass on deck, left fielder. Rodriguez on the bump. 92-mile-an-hour fastball last time. Here's the 0-2. Lifted foul over my head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Almost had a play up here. I've got my glove up here. I'm ready. That almost landed above my head here in the press box. Here's the 0-2 from Polanco. Crowded to first base and making the play on it is Chirinos. Underhand flip to first for the covering Rodriguez. It's a 3-1 ground out. Second out of the second inning. That'll send it to Logan Glass, the left fielder. Logan Glass, 2 games in his return with the Kannapolis Cannonballers since spending some time with the Charlotte Knights. And he's got a home run in both of them. Logan Glass, Mustang, Oklahoma native. 22nd round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. 3-for-6 with 2 homers on the series. First pitch from Rodriguez is low and away. 1-0 is your count. Glass batting .500 this week. On the season, though, with Kannapolis batting just a cool .157. 1-0 is low and in the dirt. Gets behind Cibrian. 2-0 your count. Victor Torres on deck here in the bottom of the second inning. .20 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away, 3-0 now. Logan, good patience at the plate. He's on a 2-game hit streak. Obviously, he's got 2 home runs. He's also got 3 RBIs, 3-0. Big swing and a miss from Glass. 3-1 now the count. Glass mainly playing left field here this season for the Ballers. He can play center and right, making his 22nd start, though, in left tonight. 3-1, favorable hitters count, but the pitch is right down Broadway. 3-2 now the count. Good at-bat battle here between Rodriguez and Logan Glass. Bottom two, 3-2 pitch. Inside ball four and off-speed pitch. Ball four, and it's a 2-out walk issue to Logan Glass. He is on base for the 3rd time here this week. That'll send it to Victor Torres, the catcher. So Logan Glass extending the on-base streak. Hit streak, though, is still yet to be reached. Victor Torres will dig in. Runner on and 2 down. Here's the pitch. Lifted high and foul over everyone's head. Heads up near the roasted corn tent. Lands over in our grass area. Over near the pavilion. We'll do another one at 0-1. Victor Torres on a 7-game reach base streak currently. This week he's 1-for-7 with an RBI. Throw to first and it's a wild one. Headed for second is Logan Glass on the pickoff attempt from Rodriguez. Glass is going to head to third now, and he will stay put there. Logan Glass all the way to third base on an error from Rodriguez, the pitcher, on a pickoff attempt, and Logan Glass skates in a third base. Runner on third now. 0-1 count on Victor Torres will remain. It is a E1 on Carlos Rodriguez, the pitcher, on the wild throw to first base. 0-1 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from the righty. Off speed inside corner, 0-2 now the count. O-2 count, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Victor Torres down on strikes for the third out. Here in the second inning, that is Rodriguez's third punch out of the night. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Mudcats still lead 1-0, headed to the top of the third. Quick break. We'll be right back. Nine-one-two, due up in the order, top of the third inning here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Mudcats at the plate. Noah Owen back onto the bump, his third inning of action. Pitch swung on and fouled off by Luis Silva. 0-1 is your count. Silva, Henry Mendez, and Zach Robbie due up in the order for the Mudcats, top of the third inning. Carolina leading 1-0 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-1 just off the plate from Noah Owen. 1-1 now your count. Owen again in his third inning of action here against the Mudcats. Here's the 1-1 from the righty. Off speed, it just misses outside. Check swing, he does not go around, says Steve Craze. Callum move now to 2-1 on Luis Silva. Owen did have one start against the Mudcats back in late May out at Five County Stadium. 2-1 lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 2-2. Owen had six innings in that ballgame, five hits, two runs both earned, one walk and two punchouts. He did earn the loss in that ballgame. Oh, and now they're going to say that Luis Silva is called out. They're going to say it's a clock violation on Luis Silva. He didn't get back in the box in time. So we see an automatic strikeout for Luis Silva. Noah Owen gets credit for the strikeout as now Trey Jester is pointing out into left field as a ball gets loose out there and left. Logan Glass goes back and will make the play to throw it in back into the berm. One down now for Henry Mendez. Pitch low and outside to Mendez, 1-0. And So he did step out of the box, it looks like, did Silva. As Mendez grounds the ball, foul, 1-0, moves now 1-1. Looks like Silva did step out of the box, which would entail a strikeout. It's an automatic strikeout. Owen now with three punch outs on the night, technically. 1-1 count, one out here in this top of the third inning. You don't see that every day, folks. In fact, you never have seen that until recently, these last couple of years, with the timing mechanisms that baseball's put in. Pitch outside, 2-1 now. Mendez at the plate at a double in the first inning. 2-1 from the righty. Lifted in the air, high and deep and hard and foul. Heads up over there. That'll be a 2-2 count. Actually lands foul off of the big old Towel City Tavern sign we have out there in right field near gate 1. Of course, that 7-story building getting built up and put into place out in right field. 2-2 fouled off. Another one coming at 2-2. A 7-story building going in right field. First floor will be the team store, the Cannon City Supply Company, Towel City Tavern. Second floor will be the offices of the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the 2-2 lived in the air center field. James Beard camps underhand, makes the grab for out number 2. It's a F8 in the book for Hendry Mendez here in the third inning. So now 2 down for Zach Robbie, the second baseman. So first floor is the Towel City Tavern and the Cannon City Supply Company. Second floor will be the Ballers front office for the whole team. Third through seventh floors, condos, apartments, all kinds of living arrangement areas. Pitch upstairs on Robbie, 1-0 your count. Whole multitude of other buildings going in and around the area as well. All kinds of hotels and local spots. 1-0 off the plate, 2-0 your count. Kannapolis is getting revitalized. The area is being built up again. Of course, the centerpiece of it all is this beautiful $52 million ballpark, Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-0 lifted in the air, and it'll drop in front of the center fielder, James Beard, and be a two-out base knock for Zach Robbie. He's got his first hit of the night, so now a two-out single. We'll send it to Ebert Perez, the left fielder. Ebert Perez will dig in the left fielder. Last time up, a strikeout in the first inning against Noah Owen. Pitch from the righty is upstairs. 1-0 your count. Perez, a top prospect in the Brewers organization. At number 9, again, we mentioned that in the first inning. 1-0 lifted high in the air and deep into right field. That will trail foul. Heads up near gate 1, and actually ends up out of the ballpark. We'll do another one at 1-1. Ball lands out on West Avenue. It's a long run over there. 1-1. Fastball in there. 1-2 now the count on Ebert Perez. Jackson Chorio, center fielder awaiting on deck. Top of the third. Mudcats lead 1-0. Runner going on the 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. Throw it a second. Doesn't matter. It's strike 3. 4 out, number 3, here in the top of the third inning. That will conclude matters. A strikeout for Ebert Perez. That will conclude matters here in the top of the third inning. Quick break. We'll send it to the bottom half. Third of inning. Ballers still need a base hit in this ballgame. We'll send it to a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Cabrera Weaver cuts on the pitch and lifts it in foul ground. Catcher in seat Brianna is chasing. Heads up over there in section 107. Lands in one of the front rows at 0-1 count now. Weaver, Beard, and Atwood do up bottom of the third inning. Ballers still need a base hit. They have not picked one up yet tonight. Carlos Rodriguez on the bump. Two no-hit innings. Here's a pitch. This one's corked into left field. Going back is the left fielder Perez. Will it stay fair? It is foul just down the line. Cabrera Weaver almost crushing his fourth home run on the year. Instead, he'll have an 0-2 count now against Carlos Rodriguez. High exit velocity off the bat of Cabrera Weaver. Instead, he'll have an 0-2 count. Another pink arm sleeve guy. There must be a trend going on with the guys in the pink arm sleeves. 0-2. Up and away from Rodriguez. 1-2 now the count. Dark clouds starting to roll in here at Atrium Health Ballpark out in the outfield. And groundskeeper Tim Siegel better keep an eye on that. 1-2. Lifted in the air left field right at Perez, who comes in and makes the grab. Four out, number 1A, F7 in the book. First out of the third inning is underway. That'll send James Beard to the plate. So the ballers through the first time of the order. They get a walk and a walk. Two walks from Rodriguez, but no hits. So far in this ballgame for Kannapolis, ballers will look to change their tides here. Beard will dig in for his second at-bat of the night. First pitch from Rodriguez is in there, 1-0. Beard struck out back in the first inning to lead it off. On offense for Kannapolis, 1-0, big swing and a miss. 1-1 now your count. Beard a strikeout swinging. An aggressive bat at the plate is James Beard. Here's the pitch, up and away. Count will now move 1-2 on Beard. Andy Atwood on deck, shortstop for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wearing number 12. Feels weird to see a number 12 at shortstop, and it's not Colson Montgomery. 1-2, swung on and foul tipped by James Beard. That is strike three. And out number two of the third inning goes down as a KFT in my book, if you're keeping score. K foul tip. 0-2, two strikeouts now is Beard. Andy Atwood, shortstop, will dig in. If you're keeping the book, props on you. Not many people keep the hook anymore as the pitch is low and inside. 1-0 now, your count on Andy Atwood. Pretty much everybody up here in the press box does it, keeping the book. It's just a timeless tradition up in the press box. 1-0 fouled off, 1-1. But if you're in the stands hanging out with us here at Atrium Health Ballpark and tuning in, if you're keeping the book, good job. Props to you. I want to see them. Tweet it. Tweet at me. Deliver me some insight on your scorekeeping. 1-1. Lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 1-2. That's part of the fun about talking to other broadcasters across the league and across minor league baseball is everyone keeps this book differently. Everybody has different little markings and asterisks and, I don't know, just think different things across the league. 1-2 off the plate. 2-2 now the count. Keeping score is like your own little personal touch on the baseball game. It's a one of one every time. 2-2. Fouled off by Atwood. We'll do another one at 2-2. Heads up in the right field terrace area. Looks like a hard liner down there. 2-2 count on Atwood. Last time out, he flew out to right field. Right at Hendry Mendez, the right fielder. 2-2 count. Colby Smelly on deck. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. 3-2 now on Atwood. Andy Atwood, born in Tulip, Washington, native of Everett, Washington. Washington State. Haven't been out there. We'll make it there one day. 3-2. This one's lifted in the air. Left field. Back is Perez. He looks up, and it's on the Berman out of here. Solo shot, Andy Atwood. His second home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer, and it ties the ballgame here in the bottom of the third inning. A line drive home run from Atwood. Max height of only 42 feet. That ball wasn't really up there. It would be a home run at Fenway Park, though. 42 feet, 361 feet off the bat of Atwood. 102-mile-an-hour exit velocity. It is now a 1-1 ball game. Andy Atwood with a solo shot. That'll send Colby Smelly to the plate. Nobody on and two down. Like I said, that would be a home run at Fenway Park. 42 feet. It's a line drive, but it's a home run. Pitch swung on and foul tipped by Smelly, 0-1. The wall at Fenway is only 37 feet. It is the tallest left field wall. 0-1 off the plate, 1-1. That would have done it. That would have done the job. 1-1 on Smelly. Atwood, his second homer as a baller, his first one at home. It comes in a timely manner, ties the ball game, bottom third. Pitch off the plate, 2-1 now to Colby Smelly. Smelly the walk back in the first inning. He also advanced the second on a balk. A walk and a balk. Sounds like a parrot. 2-1. In there, 2-2. Wilford Veras on deck. 2-2 count, two outs. Bottom third tie ball game. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez. Swung on, emergency swing, foul tip. Another one coming at 2-2. Two count, two outs, bottom third. Rodriguez on the bump has allowed his first hit and his first run all in one swing. 2-2. Popped up in the air in the infield. Who's got it? Looks like Rodriguez, the pitcher, is going to try. But third baseman in Silva comes in a hurry and makes the grab. Four out, number three. It's a P5 in the book for Colby Smelly. He's now 0-1 on the day. But Andy Atwood comes in clutch with a solo shot, a line drive into left field, tying the ball game and making it 1-1 here in Kannapolis. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jackson Shorey will lead off top of the fourth inning. He cuts on the first pitch from Noah Owen and misses. 0-1 is your count. Jackson Shorey, Eduardo Garcia, and Jose Cibrian due up in the order here in this top half of the fourth inning. First pitch was a strike. 0-1 is in there. 0-2. Noah Owen now with a quick 0-2 count on Jackson Shorey. Shorey last time up with a single in the first inning. 0-2 just a bit outside. Good plate discipline by Chorio. 1-2 now the count. Looks like there is an arm starting to stir in the bullpen for the Carolina Mudcats. 1-2 just a low and inside to Jackson Chorio. 2-2 now the count. Chorio, number 39 overall prospect in all of Major League Baseball. Number one prospect of the Brewers organization. 2-2 lifted high and foul by Chorio, and let's see if that hits anything. Nope, just the roof of Atrium Health Ballpark. No invoice yet for the highly touted prospect. 2-2 now the count. Had he hit the Atrium Health Ballpark sign and put another hole in it, we'll send him an invoice. 2-2 lifted in the air in the infield. Who's got it? Looks like Atwood, the shortstop, is going to call everyone off and make the grab. Four out at number one, a P6 in the book for the first out. That is the first out of the fourth inning. It'll send it to Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Eduardo Garcia last time up a strikeout in the second inning. Owen delivers the first pitch in there. 0-1. Owen doing well to find the strike zone tonight. Sitting at just below 60 pitches at 56 now, and he's got 40 strikes. 0-1. Swung on, hit hard into right field. That'll drop in front of Weaver and be a base knock. One out single for Eduardo Garcia. Now one on, one down. Garcia now 1-for-2 on the night. Cibrian, catcher, will now dig in. Noah Owen again, 57 strikes and 57 pitches, I should say, 41 strikes. Time called by home plate umpire Trey Jester. Looks like he's pointing down into the Mudcats bullpen area. Not quite sure what the motion was down there, but we'll get it now from Jose Cibrian as now looks like the home plate umpire Trey Jester is trying to figure out what's going on down in the corner. Looks like deep in the corner by the Mudcats bullpen. Oh, there is a player out there loose. There's a couple of them, actually. Owen's first pitch to Cibrian. Lifted in the air, shallow center field. That'll drop and be a base knock. Cibrian is on base, back-to-back singles for the Carolina Mudcats. Racking up singles like a sign-up chart for speed dating. That'll send it to Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. Two on, one out, top of the fourth inning. Noah Owen just trying to get through and eat innings. We will more than likely see Cole Semus on the bump tonight. Making his return to Atrium Health Ballpark out of the bullpen. Again, one of the starting arms for Kannapolis. He had been on the injured list for some time. He did appear last week in an inning. Pitch in there, 0-1 now to Jesus Chirinos. Semus recently being named to the top 30 prospects list in the Chicago White Sox organization at number 22. Now the 0-1, Trey Jester pointing back out to left field. Looks like a fan has tossed something out into left field. Logan Glass will retrieve. 0-1 will rain the count. Owen on the bump of the knees bed. Takes a peek out. Second will deliver the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a off-speed pitch upstairs. 0-2. On deck will be Garcia, the DH. Chirinos at the plate after back-to-back singles by the Carolina Mudcats. 0-2. Fouled off. Another one coming at 0-2. Chirinos with a single back in the second inning. 1-for-1 on the night. Batting .211 on the season with three homers. He does have 27 RBIs as well. 0-2. Fastball just a bit inside. Owen not a fan of the call nonetheless. 1-2 now the count. Owen with a show flow out there as well as a very solid mustache. Looks like the kind that Chick-fil-A would even let you grow. 1-2 just off the plate now. 2-2. Chick-fil-A actually mandates that their employees be clean shaven unless they have a very clean mustache. And it has to be very clean. No, Owen's got a clean stash. I bet they let him keep it. 2-2. Grounded to short. Atwood will turn it. Here's the second for one on. The first, it's an inning ending. Double play. Top of the fourth inning. Noah Owen gets out of the pickle, and that does conclude the fourth inning. 6-4-3 double play. That ends matters in the top of the fourth inning. We'll send it to the bottom half of the fourth. Ballers and Mudcats tied at one. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. First pitch to Wilfred Veras. Bottom of the fourth inning is off the plate. 1-0 your count. Carlos Rodriguez back out of the bump. He's got a 1-0 count on Veras. Pitch to the plate. Swung on. Fouled off. We'll do another one at 1-1. Veras, Gladney, and Samuel Polanco. Two up in the order. Bottom fourth. Tie ball game. 1-1 your score. Ballers and Mudcats going at it again. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Take a peek at some of the other games going on as well in the Carolina League. A whole bunch of weather in the area causing some fun. However, there are a bunch of ball games going on as the pitch off the plate. DeVeras, 2-1. Now your count on the power-hitting righty, 2-1. Off the plate, off speed, 3-1. How about the Down East Wood Ducks? Have a big lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Bottom of the ninth inning, Down East up 13-1. 3-1, tap foul by Veras. Another one coming at 3-2. Scoreless in Charleston. The River Dogs and the Augusta Green Jackets look like they're in a rain delay down there. The Fred Nets are trailing to the Lynchburg Hillcats, 6-5 up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 3-2 from Rodriguez. Swing and a miss for strike three. Veras now down on strikes. First out of the fourth inning. He's now 0-2 on the night with two punchouts. DJ Gladney will now get his turn at the dish. How about the first place Columbia Fireflies here in the second half of the South Division? They lead 12-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. In the top of the sixth inning, down at Segra Park. Pitch off the plate to Gladney, 1-0 your count. Looks like they're in a bit of a weather delay up in Del Mar for the Shorebirds, and the Salem Red Sox haven't been able to get underway quite yet. 1-0 fouled off by Gladney. 1-1 now your count. No postponements or rain delays other than Delmarva and Charleston. We did have a postponement down in the Florida State League with the Daytona Tortugas. 1-1 fouled off by Gladney. 1-2 now the count. Florida weather is always a little hairy. As the Daytona Tortugas and the St. Lucie Mets unable to get going tonight down in the Florida State League. 1-2 from Rodriguez. Upstairs on Gladney. Count a move now at 2-2. There is a righty warming up down the line for Carolina. Looks like Jason Pena getting loose down there. Pitch to the plate on Gladney is inside. Count will now move 3-2. DJ Gladney, first time up, a ground out in the second inning. Here's the 3-2 offering. Lifted high and foul over our heads here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-2 now the count. Three, two, count, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning, tie ball game here in Kannapolis. Full count offering from Rodriguez. Weak grounder back up the middle, played by Rodriguez. He'll flip it over to first in time. Four out number two of the inning. 1-3 put out of DJ Gladney. Two down now for Samuel Polanco. Samuel Polanco 0-1 on the night with a ground out in the second inning. Polanco batting 227 on the year, 4 homers, 19 RBI. Pitch is low and in the dirt inside, 1-0 count on Polanco. Looks like Jason Pena getting loose down there for Carolina. No arms warming yet for Kannapolis. As Polanco lifts the 1-0 up the middle, played by the shortstop Garcia. He'll throw to first in time. Four out number three, a 1-2-3 hitting here in the fourth for Kannapolis, as we'll go now into the top of the fifth inning, I should say. Tie ball game 1-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Mudcats. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Very good.
8-9-1, two up in the inning here in Kannapolis as Noah Owen delivers the pitch in there. 0-1, your count now on Jesus Garcia. He'll be followed in the order by Luis Silva and Henry Mendez. Top five, it's a tie ball game, 1-1. Here's the pitch from Owen. It's in there. Beautiful pitch. 0-2 now on Jesus Garcia. Last time up, a 6-3 ground out in that second inning. Here's the 0-2 from Owen. Grounder towards third. It will land foul. Wolford Veras was there to make the play if needed. However, now count will move 0-2. Jesus Garcia, his first action of the week. Batting just 0-83 on the year. Not his hottest season of action. Owen the Roddy will deliver the 0-2. Off speed, lifted just over the head of Samuel Polanco into center field for a base knock. Seventh hit of the ball game for the Carolina Mudcats as Jesus Garcia is on to the leadoff single. That'll send it to Luis Silva, the third baseman. Silva called out on an automatic strikeout as he did step out of the box with two strikes after the 9-second mark. Decent lead for Garcia at first. Here's the pitch. Bit outside, 1-0. Garcia at first with a decent lead. Not sure he is much of a on-base threat. He is 1-for-1 on stolen bags on the gear. 1-0 from Owen. Just a bit low and inside. Now 2-0. Again, we can expect to see Cole Semus here soon. Out of the bullpen for Kannapolis. He had been starting. He's back now, though, after a bit of an injury. 2-0. Fouled off. Another one coming at 2-1. On deck is Henry Mendez for the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Another good lead for Garcia. 2-1. Swing and a miss at the plate. Throwing a first on a pickoff attempt by Victor Torres is not in time. Count will move to 2-2 now on Silva. Count. Here's the pitch. Off speed, lifted up high and foul. Heads up over there in section 103. It'll land over everyone's head and onto the concourse. We'll do another one at 2-2. Owen peeking in for the signs. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Here's a pitch from the righty. Off speed low. Now count runs full. Silva, I'm sure, paying extra attention to be in the batter's box on time. Considering the situation of last time up for him. Runner going, 3-2, lifted in the air into right field. Making the catch is Cabrera Weaver. He's going to throw it to first and see if they can double him off. They do. Heads up play by Cabrera Weaver in right field. It's a double off of the Carolina Mudcats. So now two down in the inning for Henry Mendez. Poor base running by Jesus Garcia. He's doubled off on the play. F9 in the book, and Luis Silva is the first out. Garcia is the second out. Henry Mendez will now dig in, 1-for-2 on the day. Here's the pitch from the righty, 0-1 off speed, beautiful curveball in there, 0-1. Looks like there is an arm now getting loose for Kannapolis. It's Rigo Fernandez. And Mendez, hard grounder past the third baseman Veras into left field for a base knock. As Mendez on base for the second time tonight, he's got a multi-hit game now. A two-out single will send it to Zach Robbie. Again, looks like Rigo Fernandez getting loose down the line for the Ballers, the lefty from Beverly Hills. Robbie will dig in, 1-for-2 on the night with a single and a ground out. Owen, a deep breath on the bump. Here's the first pitch to Robbie. Fastball right down Broadway. 0-1 your count. Edbert Perez, left fielder on deck. Owen will deliver the 0-1. Lifted in the air, right field. Cabrera Weaver coming in. Sliding grab. He makes the catch. Four out number three. Cabrera Weaver, give that man a gold glove in right field. Saves an out, saves trouble for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll send it now into the bottom of the fifth inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Tie game, 1-1. Logan Glass will lead it off, bottom of the fifth inning. New arm on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats as a big swing and a miss from Glass. 0-1 is now your count. New arm, 6'1", 165-pound righty, 19 years of age. It's Jason Pena on the bump here, born the 9th, 14th of 2002. 0-1 off the plate, 0-1 now moves 1-1. September 14th, 2002, 19 years of age, 0-1 with a 4.32 ERA here in 2022. 1-1 off the plate now, 2-1. Jason Pena, his first game of action with the Carolina Mudcats. He had spent all of 2022 so far in the Arizona Complex League with the Brewers Gold Team. Pitch off the plate now, 3-1 to Logan Glass. Jason Pena making his low-A debut here tonight out of the bullpen for the Mudcats. He made two starts earlier this year with the gold team. 3-1 just off the plate. Ball four, leadoff walk. Logan Glass reaches base for the second time tonight. He has still not recorded an official at-bat yet as that pitch is off the plate. That'll send it to Victor Torres, the catcher. Victor Torres will dig in, 0-1 with a strikeout on the night. Jason Pena making his low-A debut tonight. Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic native, signed his international free agent signee in 2020. Pitch in there, 0-1 on Victor Torres. Spent 2021 and this year with the Brewers Gold Team in the Arizona Complex League. Pitch 0 to first. We'll have to await the 0-1 on Victor Torres. Cabrera Weaver on deck. Ballers and Mudcats tied at 1, bottom of the fifth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 from Pena, big swing and a miss. 0-2 now on Victor Torres. Pena added to the Mudcats roster back on the 6th, back on a Wednesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-2 runner going. Grounder through the hole into right field for a base knock. Headed for third is Logan Glass. Victor Torres is on base. Runners now on the corners and nobody out. Victor Torres with a single. Runners on the corners. Hit and run is executed. Cabrera Weaver will now dig in. Runners on the corners and nobody out. Perfectly executed hit and run by Kannapolis. Victor Torres grounds one through into right field. Logan Glass, of course, the speedy outfielder for Kannapolis. Pena with the cap. Deliver the pitch just off the plate. 1-0. Cap is a little off center. Now he, from our vantage point here, looks like he's straightened it out. 1-0 count on Cabrera Weaver. Fly out to left field back in the third inning. 1-0. Off the plate again from Pena. Now 2-0. Looks like Cole Seamus is indeed getting loose down the line for the Ballers. No, Owens 9 is soon to be done, I would assume. 2-0 from Pena. Big swing and a miss from Cabrera. We'll do another one at 2-1. James Beard, center fielder, waiting on deck. 2-1 count, bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Just a bit off the plate. 3-1 now on Cabrera Weaver. Here's the pitch from the righty. Lifted in the air, shallow right field. It looks like it'll stay in the infield, actually, as Robbie on the edge will make the grab for out number one. Cabrera Weaver with a P4. First out of the fifth inning. So now 2 on, 1 down for James Beard. James Beard 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts on the night. He had a 2-run homer last night. Let's see if he can get something going here in this situation. When runners on the corners, 1 down. Swing and a miss on the first pitch, 0-1. See, this is the perfect situation where you go the squeeze bunt, as patented by the Tampa Bay Rays in the late 2000s. Runners on the corners, 1 down. Automatic squeeze bunt. They called it the safety squeeze back then. 0-1 off the plate, 1-1. I'm sure other teams did it before the Rays did, but the Tampa Bay Rays in the late 2000s, they did it quite a bit, almost every time. One out or nobody out, runners on the corners. And with Beard's speed, it would be useful here. 1-1 now, 1-2 on the inside corner. Good pitch from the righty, Pena. One, two count, one out. Beard at the plate, Atwood on deck. He's got a homer in tonight's game. 1-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. Beard down on strikes for the third time tonight. Second out of the fifth inning. That'll send it to Andy Atwood, the shortstop. On the corners, 2 down. Here's the pitch to Atwood. Big swing and a miss on a fastball, 0-1. Atwood, a solo shot in the third inning on a line drive. And then a fly out to right field back in the first. Colby Smelly, DH on deck. Wind blowing out to left field ever so slightly. 0-1. Lifted high in the air. Foul in ground. And it will not stay in the playing surface. Heads up in 101 area. It'll bounce over near guest services. Some fan will get a souvenir out there. 0-2 now the count. Two outs. Runners down the corners. Glass at third. Torres at first. 0-2 from Pena. Up and in on Atwood on the chinny chin chin. 1-2 now the count. Ballers tied 1-1 here with the Carolina Mudcats, bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swung on, fouled off by Atwood. Another one coming at 1-2. That'll land over on Cannonballer Way. Gets over the wall here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch from Pena. Off speed, inside, hits Atwood on the hip, and now bases are chuck full of ballers. Glass at third, Torres now to second, and Andy Atwood is plunked with a pitch on the hip. That'll send it to El Queso Grande, the big cheese, Colby Smelly. Smelly is, as they say, due. He is 0-for-1 tonight with a walk back in the first inning. Went 4-for-5 last night with three singles and a double. Smelly, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama native, will dig in. Faced off against Jason Pena. Pena, a high strikeout guy, 16 2/3 innings with the Brewers gold team this year, 27 punchouts, just four walks. He doesn't allow many free passes. He has allowed one this half inning against Logan Glass. He also got a hit by pitch and has allowed a single. Runners at every base, two down, Colby Smelly at the plate. First pitch to from Pena, up and in, hits Smelly in the head or the hands. He will be awarded first base, and with that, the ballers will take the lead ever so anticlimactically. Colby Smelly will take a free pass to first base on the play. Second straight hit batter of the inning for Jason Pena. Smelly will take a walk over to first, and he will walk aside Jeremy Niebusch, head trainer for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Again, Glass will score. Torres to third, and Atwood is at second. Smelly now will take first base, and time called now. Drew Thomas, pitching coach for the Carolina Mudcats, going to come chat with Jason Pena. Bases still loaded, two down. Ballers now lead 2-1 thanks to a hit by pitch with the bases loaded. Very anticlimactic way to take the lead, but it works. Ballers are on top 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A complete infield meeting for the Mudcats. Mound visit is adjourned by home plate umpire Trey Jester. Second mound visit of the night for the Carolina Mudcats. Wilfred Verhaas will dig in. Bases loaded, two down. A big opportunity to add some insurance runs here for Kannapolis. Verhaas has done plenty of that, adding RBIs in seven of the 13 second half games. Pitch upstairs to Verhaas. 1-0 count. Second on the team with 13 homers, 41 RBIs is the big righty bat of Wilfred Verhaas. 1-0 from Pena. Inside corner, 1-1 now. Scariest part about Wilfred Verhaas, he's just 19 years of age. Him and Brian Ramos last year. 19-year-old power-hitting corner infielders. 1-1, big swing and a miss. 1-2 now. Our good buddy and Brian Ramos up with the Winston-Salem Dash. Him and Colson Montgomery, our other good friend. We have a lot of good friends up in Winston-Salem, Birmingham, Charlotte. Even up in the Chicago White Sox, we've got a couple of former Kannapolis ball players. 1-2, swung on and missed for strike three. Verhaas strikes out for the third time tonight. That is the third out of the fifth inning. But ballers do take the lead. They are being out-hit 8-2, with a lead 2-1. We'll head to the top of the sixth inning. This is a very odd ball game. Quick break. We'll be right back. New arm on the way. Hebert Perez will lead off the sixth inning for the Carolina Mudcats. New arm with a bump. It's our good buddy and Cole Seamus. First pitch is inside. 1-0. Your count now on Perez. It'll be Perez, Chorio, and Garcia in the order for the Mudcats. Cole Seamus in the ballgame. 2-1 with a 2.36 ERA. The righty, big swing and a miss. 1-1 now from the lefty, Perez at the plate. Seamus making his first appearance at home since May 21st. He has not pitched since mid-May here in Kannapolis. 1-1. Low and inside. 2-1 now on Eber Perez. Seamus landing on the injured list for about a month. He's back, though, and is working his way back up to a higher pitch count. Here's the 2-1. Just a bit outside to Perez. Now 3-1. Seamus started back on June the 3rd in Augusta. He only made it three innings before being pulled with an injury. Two hits, one walk, three punch-outs. He came back on July the 3rd against the Down East Wood Ducks, produced a solid inning of work as the 3-1 grounded to first base. Four out, number one, a 3-U ground out for Hedbert Perez. Now 0-3 on the evening. That'll send it Jackson Chorio, 1-2 on the night. Seamus, the righty from Fresno, California, 6 foot, 190 pound, 22-year-old free agent signee in 2021. His dad, Bill, a pitcher in the White Sox system for a while. His brother, Carson, actually on the lineup for the Salem Red Sox. Pitch in there, 0-1, your count on Chorio. Cole and Carson will get reunited next week up in Salem. The Ballers will head up to Virginia for a six-game set at Haley Toyota Field. 0-1 swung on and fouled off by Chorio, now 0-2. Ballers will make their first trip in franchise history to the Salem Red Sox ballpark, Haley Toyota Field. I'll be going along with them for the weekend, it sounds like. Can't wait to go check out Haley Toyota Field. Time called by Chorio. 0-2 your count. Garcia, the shortstop on deck. Seamus on the bump will rock back and forth. Here's the 0-2. Just a bit low and outside. Now 1-2. Chorio batting 320 now with a 1-2 night at the plate tonight. Seamus on the bump, rocking back and forth. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and blasted high and deep into left field. That ball is up. Look out, Laureate. That ball is out of here. Solo shot for Jackson Chorio here in the top of the sixth inning, and it is now again a tie ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Chorio with his 12th homer on the year, 401 feet off the bat of Jackson Chorio, 101 mile an hour exit velocity, 91 feet up in the air from the Brewers' number one prospect. Now a tie ball game again. It'll send it to Eduardo Garcia. Well, sheesh, this guy's pretty good. Jackson Chorio jumping up about 60 spots in the top 100 prospect list this week. We see why. He's got another home run. Garcia's first pitch from Seamus is up and in. 1-0 your count. Again, Chorio, his 12th home run on the year. 1-0. Just a bit inside. 2-0 now. 12th homer on the year for Jackson Chorio. 2-0 from Seamus to Garcia is low and inside. Counting now 3-0. Cibrian, the catcher, awaiting on deck. Top of the sixth inning, now a tie ball game. Jackson Chorio knotting it up with a solo shot. 3-0. Up and away, ball four, and now a four-pitch walk. That'll immediately prompt a mound visit as Victor Torres will come out and chat with Cole Seamus. One-out walk issue. That'll bring up Cibrian. Mound visit adjourned by Victor Torres. First mound visit of the night for Kannapolis. One out, runner on. Cibrian digging in. He is 1-for-2 on the night. Seamus Thorati on the bump. Little set, good lead at first for Garcia. Pitch swung on, foul tipped. Another one coming at 0-1 on Cibrian. Pitch to the plate, runner going. It's a ball to the plate, throw to second. They got him. Garcia is put out and he caught stealing a 2-4 inning. What an arm behind the plate by Victor Torres. Now two down in the inning, nobody on. Here's the pitch from Seamus on the 1-1. Low and outside. Now 2-1. Cibrian, the catcher, has single in the fourth inning and a ground out in the second. On deck is Chirinos, the first baseman. 2-1 from Seamus. Just a bit low. Count now 3-1. Fresno, California native is Cole Seamus. 2-1 of the 2.36 ERA entering tonight. Pitched to both San Diego State and the University of San Diego. Did the double duty out there in Southern California. 3-1 in there. 3-2 now the count. Speaking of San Diego, those new City Connect jerseys. Love them, hate them, don't like them. Meh. I think they're meh. A little too Miami for me. 3-2, just a bit outside, ball four. Cibrian will take a free pass with another walk in the inning. Cole Seamus struggling to find some command. That'll prompt a mound visit from John Eli. Not before Jesus Chirinos will take a walk, and that will be a two-out runner-on situation for Chirinos. Eli will come out and chat with Cole Seamus just to get some strategy in him. So who has the best City Connect jerseys in the MLB, though? Padres are pretty good. They're not bad, but they're not great. The Marlins are pretty nice with the teal and the red. Of course, the Chicago White Sox, the black and gray, the Southsiders uniforms, those are very nice. I love those. I also kind of like the Diamondbacks, the dusty-colored Serpientes jerseys for the Diamondbacks are very nice. Meeting adjourned by home plate umpire Trey Jester. I think the Rockies are nice with the white and green. Other than that, I'm having trouble thinking about the rest of them. The Royals are pretty nice. Maybe we'll see a Ballers City Connect jersey one day. We'll have to get down to our design team and see if they can create one up. First pitch is up and inside on Chirinos. It is a balk, actually. So it will not be a pitch, and runner advances to second. Cibrian on a balk will take a free pass to second. No pitch. 0-0 count on Chirinos. Cole Seamus with a big-time heavy delivery. Takes a deep breath. He'll deliver the pitch. Swinging a sword at the plate from Chirinos. 0-1. Seamus does have a, not a funky delivery, but a different delivery. He kind of rocks back and forth out there on the bump. Takes a couple of plants of his foot and delivers the pitch. 0-1, fastball right down Broadway, 93 miles an hour. Look who's healthy again. It's Cole Seamus. 0-2 count. Two outs, top six. Tie ball game here in Kannapolis. 0-2 count, two outs. Seamus with a deep breath. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Cole Seamus picks up strikeout number one on the night. Fire me up, young man. That is the third out of the sixth inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Gladney, Polanco, and Logan Glass, two up in the order. Tie the bottom of the sixth inning, tie ball game. Pena back out of the pump. First pitch, low and away to Gladney. 1-0 is your count. Gladney, Polanco, Logan Glass, bottom six. Ballers and Mudcats tied at two here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0. Low inside corner for strike one. 1-1 count now on Gladney. 0 for 2 in the night with two groundouts is DJ. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Pena. Big swing and a miss from Gladney. 1-2. Gladney team leader in home runs of the hunt with 15. 47 RBI. He also does lead the team with 105 strikeouts. 1-2. Up and away. 2-2 now on DJ. .226 on the year is DJ Gladney. 2-2. Just a bit off the plate. Count will now run full. Smeal Polanco on deck. Ballers looking to break the tie. There being some Mudcats leading 9-2 in that category. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. DJ Gladney down on strikes for the first out of the sixth inning. That'll send it now to Smeal Polanco. Polanco will dig in 0 for 2 on the night. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swung on, fouled straight back. Another one coming at 0-1. Polanco, a ground out in the second, a ground out in the fourth. Grounded up the middle. Will it get there? It will get through and into center field for a base knock after Robbie, the second baseman, had went deep in the hole trying to make the play. One out, one on now for Logan Glass. Logan Glass has reached base twice tonight with two walks. Glass has hit a home run in each of his last two games since returning from Charlotte. Pitch up and in from Pena. He's already hit two batters in his outing. Almost number three there as Glass. Up on the chinny chin chin. Runner at first is Polanco. Pena's 1-0. Check swing of the plate. He does go around, says infield umpire and Steve Craze. Ballers dug out, not a fan of that call at all. Cam Seitzer started to jaw out there a little bit. 1-1 count, here's the pitch. Low and outside. 2-1 now your count. Polanco with a good lead at first base. Ballers and Mudcats tied at two here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch is swung on and missed on the 2-1, now 2-2. Logan Glass fighting at the plate. Two-two count, one out. Here's the pitch from Pena, low and outside, ball three. Count runs full on Logan Glass. 6'4", 215-pound, 21-year-old. From Mustang, Oklahoma, just outside of Oklahoma City. Spent 2021 in the Complex League. Now he's in Kannapolis. Living it up so far since his return. 3-2. Off speed, low and outside, ball four. It's now the third walk of the night for Logan Glass, finding ways to get on base and produce for the Ballers. Now two on and one down for Victor Torres. Pitch swung on a miss by Torres. 0-1 now your count. Single in the fifth inning on a hit and run, and a strikeout in the second. And hit and run was off of Pena in the second inning of action. 0-1. Big swing and a miss from Torres. 0-2. 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Jason Pena. No arms warming for Carolina or for Kannapolis. Bottom of the sixth inning, it's a tie ball game. 0-2 from Pena. Just a bit outside. We'll move it now to 1-2. Victor Torres from Humacao, Puerto Rico. Spent 2021 with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 11th round pick in 2019. One of the better arms behind the plate in the organization. 1-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. It is the fourth punch out of the night for Jason Pena. Two out now in the sixth inning for Cabrera Weaver, the right fielder. Weaver will dig in 0-2 on the night. He's made contact, though. First pitch from Pena, outside corner, strike one. Weaver wanted to let the bat fly, but opted to keep it on the shoulder. Oh, one count, two down. Pena reaching in for the sides. 0-1. Check swing, he does not go around, says infield umpire and Steve Craig. So we'll do another one at 1-1. Weaver wiggling the bat over the right shoulder with the pink arm sleeve on his right arm. 1-1 now. Weaver, one of the few guys who has not reached base at all tonight. Ballers have drawn some walks. However, they only have three hits here through 5 2/3. 1-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. Barrett Weaver immediately knows that he should not have swung at that pitch as it was a bit outside and low. Nonetheless, it is the fifth punch out of the night for Jason Pena. Seventh inning on the way here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats tied at two. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jesus Garcia leading off top of the seventh inning. Tie ball game. 2-2 here in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Mudcats. Fifth time these two sides have squared off. Here as Cole Seamus back out on the bump. His second inning of action. He got through one inning a clean. He'll do another one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. He'll rock back and forth and will deliver the first pitch to Garcia just a bit outside. 1-0 your count. It looks like there is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line in right field. Can't quite make out who it is quite yet. 1-0 from Seamus. Fastball just a bit outside. Now 2-0. Looks like Jesus Valles might be the arm out there getting loose for Kannapolis. It's either Valles or Acevedo. 2-0. Fastball outside. Corner 2-1. Looks like it's Acevedo getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. You can tell by the guy's windups. I'm kind of weird that way. I can find out who a guy is based on a windup. 2-1 count. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Seamus on the bump. Will set and deliver the 2-1. Off speed, roped into center field. Right at Cabrera. Weaver diving. Stop. Does he make the grab? Yes, he does. Cabrera Weaver. He's 0 for 3 at the plate tonight, but give that man a gold glove at this rate. Three diving plays out in right field, saving trouble for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. F9 in the book for Jesus Garcia. One down now for Luis Silva, 0 for 2 on the night. Cabrera Weaver's made a couple plays tonight. Should be on Web Gems. First pitch to Silva from Seamus. Nice off-speed pitch. Swung on this. 0-1, now your count. Providing the Cabrera Barrel Weaver. 0-1 from Seamus. Off speed, grounded to third. Veras with a backhanded stop. He'll have to haul it over there to first. It is in time. Four out number two, a 5-3 ground out for Luis Silva. 0 for 3 on the night. Back to the top of the order now in Hendry Mendez. Mendez 2 for 3 on the night. He's got a multi-hit game, a double and a single. Seamus on the bump will come set and deliver the pitch. Off speed, grounded just foul down the third baseline. Another one coming at 0-1. Right side of the baller's infield shaded in a little bit towards the line with a pull hitter at Mendez at the plate. He grounds the 0-1 foul and towards the baller's bullpen where Angel Acevedo is interrupted of his warm-up tosses and will retrieve the foul ball. O-2 count, two outs, top seven. Ballers and Mudcats tied at two. Here at the beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark, 0-2 just a bit low. 1-2 now the count. One-two count. Here's the pitch from Seamus. Swung on, grounded foul down the third baseline. Looks like Victor Estevez, manager for the Mudcats, acting third base coach. We'll go over and make the play. 1-2 count will remain. Seamus had just a little over 30 pitches. Ending in two-thirds with a punch out for Seamus. 1-2 on the way. Off speed, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, fire me up, Cole Seamus. Strikeout number two on the night. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Bump in the seventh inning. Quick break, bottom seven headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jason Pena back out of the bump, his third inning of action. James Beard will lead it off. First pitch is up and in on Beard. 1-0 is your count. Beard, Atwood, and Colby Smelly do up in the order. Bottom seven, tie ball game, 2-2 here in Kannapolis. 1-0. Fastball just a bit outside to Beard, now 2-0. Strikeouts tonight. He is one punch out away from the golden sombrero. Pena on the bump again, third inning of action. He's got five punch outs in two innings. 2-0, just a bit low and in the dirt. 3-0 now to Beard. Andy Atwood, shortstop, awaiting on deck. Bottom seven, Ballers and Mudcats doing business again, fifth time this week. 3-0 from Pena. Fastball right down Broadway. Get me over, fastball. 3-1 now the count. Taking a peek at some of the other games going on in the Carolina League tonight. Bottom of the second, rain delay in Charleston, where the River Dogs and the Augusta Green Jackets are going at it. They will have to do it again tomorrow, as the 3-1 is now 3-2. Full count now on James Beard. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg are in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Fred Nats lead 9-6 in that ballgame. Full count offering fouled off by Beard. Count will now run full. How about the Columbia Fireflies? 16-2 down at Sager Park in Columbia. 16-2 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Here in Kannapolis, tied 2-2 between the Mudcats and the Ballers. 3-2. Lifted high and foul by Beard. Another one coming at 3-2. Down East gets the job done. 13-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Wood Ducks get another victory over the Woodpeckers. 3-2 count, nobody out. James Beard at the dish. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss for strike three. James Beard now 0-for-4 with four strikeouts on the night. It is a golden sombrero for the Ballers' leadoff batter. That'll send it to Andy Atwood, the shortstop. One postponement in the Carolina League tonight. It's Delmarva and the Salem Red Sox unable to get going. They will play a doubleheader real soon. Atwood will dig in. Bottom seven. One out. Nobody on. Here's the pitch from Pena. Showing bunny gets it down, but it lands foul. 0-1 your count. Atwood getting the party started on offense for Kannapolis. Back in the third inning. In a solo home run into left field. Oh, one count, one out. Here's the pitch from Pena. Off speed upstairs. 1-1 now on Andy Atwood. Colby Smelly, the DH, awaiting on deck. 1-1 count, bottom seven. Here's the pitch. Low and inside to Atwood. Another one coming at 2-1. Acevedo continuing to warm up down the line. 2-1. Up and in on Atwood. He's already been plunked by a pitch tonight from Pena. Almost again there. 3-1 your count. Good hitter's count here. 3-1 on the way. Fastball upstairs. Ball four. Andy Atwood on base for the third time tonight with a walk. One out walk here in the seventh inning. That'll send it now to Colby Smelly, the DH. Colby Smelly, the DH, has reached base twice tonight with a walk and a hit-by-pitch. He also popped out in the third. Runner going on the pitch. Pitch is low and outside of the plate in the dirt. No play. It is a stolen base for Andy Atwood. He is now in scoring position. Atwood swipes his third stolen base on the year. Now 3-for-4 in the category. Runner in scoring position and just one down. Ballers trying to take the lead. Colby Smelly, a 4-for-5 day at the plate last night. The plate. 1-0 count, one out. Smelly with a slightly open stance. showing up the Red Sox. He's pulled the pants up to the knees. 1-0. Cut on in. Missed. 1-1 now. Smelly former Shelton State Community College product. Tuscaloosa, Alabama hometown. 22 years of age is the 6'2", listed as a catcher. Here's the pitch on the 1-1. Just a bit up and away. 2-1 now on Smelly. Wilfred Veras call quite yet, but infield will be forced to play in. Runner on third, one down. Peña looking in long at the mound. 3-1 pitch is on the way. Pitch goes over the head of Cibrian. They're going to give it a wild pitch on Peña, and then a ball four, so a wild pitch allowing Atwood to reach third, and then Smelly walks as the second straight walk for Jason Peña. Runners now on the corners, and one down for Wilfred Veras. Peña already has walked four batters tonight. He's doubled his teammate, Sauter, in Rodriguez, as now there's a mound visit with Peña. Veras will dig in 0-for-3 with three strikeouts tonight, but we know what he can do. At the plate, can we do Wilfred Veras? Peña looking in for the signs. Runners on the corners. Here's the pitch to Veras. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 0-1 count. DJ Gladney on deck here, bottom seven. Tie ball game, 2-2 your score. Ballers looking to win their fourth straight ball game over the Mudcats. Pitch low and outside to Veras. 1-1 count. There is an arm warming for Carolina down the line. Can't quite make out who it is. Acevedo warming for the ballers down the line. Veras foul tips the 1-2. At the plate now, 1-2 count. Atwood at third, Smelly at first. 1-2 count, one out. Bottom seven, here's the pitch from Peña. Lifted high and foul. Heads up over there near the Philly cart. Another one coming at 1-2. Ballers looking to break the tie. They did it back in the fifth inning against Peña. However, Chorio spoiled the fun in the sixth, tying it up again. 1-2, swung and missed for strike three. Veras is now 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. It's the second golden sombrero on the night for the ballers at the plate. It's Beard and now Wilfred Veras. And now two down, runners on the corners for DJ Gladney. Well, if there is ever a spot we need DJ Gladney to strut his stuff, here it is. Runners on the corners. Two down. Bottom seven. Ballers looking to take the lead here late. He lifts the first pitch towards the second baseman, Robbie, and it is caught on a line. Four out, number three. L4 in the book for the third out of the bottom of the seventh inning. That'll send us into the eighth inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Tie game, 2-2. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Here in Towson, USA.
Angel Acevedo, new arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Third arm used tonight by Guillermo Quiroz and the home team tonight. First pitch is off the plate to Zach Robbie. 1-0 is your count. Robbie Perez and Jackson Chorio do up here in the top of the eighth inning. Tie game 2-2 between the Ballers and the Carolina Mudcats. 1-0 from Acevedo. Inside, now 2-0. Acevedo in the ballgame, 1-2 with a 3.29 ERA. Pitched back on the 7th just two nights ago. 2-0. Lifted high and foul by Robbie. Heads up in the roasted corn card area. Another one coming at 2-1. One inning and nothing else from Angel Acevedo. A very clean outing. In 41 innings, he's allowed 16 runs on 31 hits. 34 strikeouts. Opponents batting 211. 2-1 just a bit inside, now 3-1. Acevedo, a former farmhand of the San Diego Padres, actually spent some time with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps a couple of years ago. Back for his second year of action with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-1. Grounded to first, Gladney makes a backhanded stop and will take it to the bag himself for out number one. 3-U ground out for Zach Robbie. First out of the eighth inning, Robbie now 1-for-4 on the night. That'll send it to the left fielder in Edbert Perez. Angel Acevedo, 2018, he was with the Tri-City Dust Devils in the Northwest League in short season A-ball. Also spent some time with the Lake Elsinore Storm in the California League, as at the time, high A. Grounder foul by Perez, 0-1. 2019, he bounced around. Tri-City Dust Devils, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps for 17 games. Then also the Lake Elsinore Storm for a couple of games. Then he found himself in Kannapolis in 2021. 0-1. Lone inside. 1-1 your count. Acevedo signed on February 16th, 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. Finds himself in low A again. 1-1. Lifted in the air, right center field. That might be trouble. Chasing after it is James Beard. Just kidding. James Beard has wheels in center field. Makes the grab for out number two. F8 in the book for Edbert Perez. Now two down for Jackson Chorio. Jackson Chorio will dig in. He is 2-for-3 on the night. He's got a home run and a single. Also popped out in the fourth inning. He'll dig in now against Acevedo. First pitch from the righty. Check swing. They're going to say that was not a swing. It didn't make contact. 1-0 your count. From here, it looked like it was a check swing that he fouled off. However, that is not the case. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Grounder foul by Chorio. 1-1 now your count. Chorio, number 39 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. Number one prospect in the Brewers organization. One of six top 30 prospects in the Brewers system on the Mudcats roster. Very talented roster Carolina's got. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 now on Chorio. Next week, the Ballers will face off against the Salem Red Sox, who have five of the top 30 prospects, including the best prospect in the entire Carolina League, number 10 in Major League Baseball, shortstop Marcelo Meyer. Acevedo, deep breath, 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Angel Acevedo ends the eighth inning with a swing and a miss from Jackson Chorio. 1-2-3 inning will send us bottom eight. Ballers need a run. They are tied 2-2 with the Carolina Mudcats. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Samuel Polanco, Logan Glass, and Victor Torres. Two up in the order here. Bottom eight, Ballers and Mudcats tied at two here at Atrium Health Ballpark. New on the bump is Junior Montero, the righty. First pitch is off the plate to Polanco. 1-0 is your count. Junior Montero entering the ball game as the third different arm used by the Carolina Mudcats tonight. Montero 4-0 with a 3.18 ERA. 1-0 fastball just a bit low to Polanco. 2-0 now the count. Montero, 6'3", 175-pound, 23-year-old from San Juan de la Maguana, Dominican Republic. Polanco, Glass, Victor Torres, bottom eight. Here's the pitch. Polanco lifts it high and foul down the left field line. We'll do another one at 2-1. 4-0, the 3.18 ERA, making his 21st appearance on the year is Junior Montero. 22 2/3 innings pitch, 25 strikeouts. For the righty, he did pitch back on Thursday night. 2-1, just a bit inside. Now 3-1. Montero with a very clean inning of action on Thursday. One inning, three strikeouts. That's it. Opponents batting just 100 in the month of July against Junior Montero. He's been a stalwart out of the bullpen for the Mudcats. 3-1 check swing, fouled off by Polanco. Count now run full. In 22 2/3 innings, Montero allowing just 8 runs on 11 hits. Just one homer, 25 strikeouts, 19 walks. Opponents batting 143 against Junior Montero. Full count offering. Up and away, ball 4. Walk number 20 on the year for Junior Montero is Samuel Polanco to lead off the 8th inning. Runner on, nobody out for Logan Glass. He's drawn a total of 3 walks in tonight's ball game. Logan Glass will dig in, 3 walks on the night. He did score back in the 5th inning as well. Pitch is up and away for Montero, 1-0 your count. Montero having trouble finding the strike zone here in this outing. 7 pitches, just 2 strikes. Glass wiggling the bat over the right shoulder is the tall left fielder, 1-0. Fastball up and in the zone, 1-1 now your count. Glass at 157 on the year. He still has not recorded an official at-bat tonight with 3 walks. 1-1. Upstairs, now 2-1. Junior Montero just having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone tonight. Again, not a guy that walks a lot of batters, but tonight just hasn't been it so far. Ballers will look to stay patient. 2-1. Big swing and a miss from Glass on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2 now the count. Junior Montero, not a guy that walks many. In fact, the most he's walked in a single outing is 2. He's halfway there. Polanco's at first. Nobody out. 2-2 count. Glass at the plate. He's got 3 walks tonight. 2-2. Swung on, grounded sharply foul down the third baseline. Another one coming at 2-2. Ends up in the Mudcats bullpen down the third baseline. Count will go 2-2. Polanco at first with a decent lead. Not the biggest of stolen base threats is Samuel Polanco. 1-for-1 in the year. 2-2 is up and in, and what is going on? Polanco is not quite sure what happened. Oh, and they're going to say it hit him. Logan Glass is going to take a free pass. They're going to say it was a hit by pitch. Polanco is headed second. Catcher in Cibrian got up and played it like it was a live ball. Polanco was throwing his hands up. He said, hey, what's going on? Logan Glass is plunked with a pitch. Polanco now at second. Glass reaching base for the 4th time tonight now. And he'll send it to Victor Torres, the catcher. Torres 1-for-3 tonight with a single back in the 5th inning. Montero. Already Torres showing bunt. Here's the pitch. Torres gets it down. It's a beauty. Cibrian will throw to third, and it is not in time. An infield bunt single from Victor Torres. My, what a beauty. Bases now loaded and nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Perfect bunt laid down by Victor Torres. That's why Cameron Seitzer does that every single day in batting practice. He has the guys doing bunt drills. Time called. Cabrera Weaver will now dig in. Bases loaded and nobody out. Infield will be forced to play in as Victor Torres lays down a beauty of a bunt. Cabrera Weaver will dig in. Here's the pitch. Up and in on Weaver. 1-0 count. So instead of a single that they're going to give to Victor Torres, they're going to say it was a fielder's choice as Cibrian throwing to third on the play. They said he would have nabbed him at first. 1-0 big swing and a miss from Cabrera. 1-1 your count. They're going to say sack, bunt, fielder's choice. Everyone's safe, though, on the play. So a hit is taken away from Victor Torres, but big spot here for Kannapolis. 1-1 count, nobody out, bottom of the eighth inning in a tie ball game. Montero on the bump, 1-1 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch, just a bit away to Cabrera Weaver in the dirt, picked out by Cibrian, 2-1 now the count. James Beard, center fielder, is on deck. He is 0-for-4 with four strikeouts tonight, but anything can happen with one swing of the bat. Infield is playing in for Carolina. Polanco at third, Glass at second, and Victor Torres at first. There's some speed out there. Montero 2-1. Here's the pitch. Inside, gets past the catcher, Cibrian. Everyone's going to move up a base. Polanco to home, and that is now not a tie ball game anymore. 3-2 is now your score. Pass ball issued to Jose Cibrian. Ballers take the lead 3-2 here in the eighth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. This game just keeps getting weirder. Don't you love baseball? Polanco scores, Glass at third, Torres at second, infield still playing in. Cabrera Weaver now looking to add insurance runs rather than give the lead. 3-1. Lifted in the air, right field. That'll drop in front of Mendez and be a base knock and more. Scoring is Glass, stopping at third will be Victor Torres. Weaver's going to head to second. Here's the throw from Cibrian. He's out at second. Cabrera Weaver's put out. He does get credit for a single. He is out stretching, though, on a 9-2-4 put out. Runner does score in Glass. At third is Victor Torres. So now your ball game is 4-4. It is an RBI single and then a 2-6 throw. Gets Cabrera Weaver with a RBI single put out on a nice play by the Mudcats defense. Beard 0-for-4, four strikeouts tonight, 2-0. Just a bit outside, now 3-0. James Beard is not the guy you want to put on base. He's kind of fast, in case you haven't heard. James Beard, second on the team in stolen bases this year. He's got 24. Time called by Montero. Looks like he's got a case of the yips out there on the bump. Kannapolis faithful holding out strong here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They're hanging out waiting for postgame fireworks. Already some fireworks here in this eighth inning. 3-0. Just a bit low and outside. Ball four. James Beard issued a four-pitch walk. Now runners on the corners and one down still for Andy Atwood. Atwood will dig in. He's got a home run in tonight's ballgame already. As time called now, the pitching coach in Drew Thomas will come out and have a chat with Junior Montero, who has not really had his best outing tonight in relief of Pena. Jason Pena making his debut for the Carolina Mudcats. Pena's night is done. Three innings, two hits, one run it was earned. Four walks and seven punchouts. Four walks is not good, but seven strikeouts is pretty good. Rodriguez, the starter for Carolina tonight. Four innings, one hit, one run, two walks, and five strikeouts. The Ballers have struck out 12 times tonight. However, they do lead 4-2. That's all that matters at this rate. Acevedo is assumed to be the arm that will go back out. The potential for a win and a save. You can't get both, but he would get the win and the save. Atwood will dig in. He's reached base three times tonight. A fly out, a home run, hit by a pitch, and a walk. Runners on the corners, one down, bottom of the eighth inning. 1-2 count, 1-2. One-two pitch, upstairs and away, now 2-2 on Andy Atwood. Colby Smelly on deck, decent lead at first for James Beard. Runners on the corners, 2-2. Low in the dirt, picked out by Cibrian. Count now 3-2. Ballers faithful holding out strong, providing the Ric Flair atmosphere here at Atrium Health Ballpark with the Woos. Junior Montero on the bump. Only through a third of an inning so far. Runner going on the 3-2. Lifted high and foul by Andy Atwood. Count will remain 3-2. This ball game has turned into quite a fun one. Ballers lead 4-2. Two up for the Mudcats in the ninth inning. It's Garcia, Cibrian, and Chirinos. All three of them have reached base tonight. 3-2 for Montero. Fastball up and away, ball four, and look again. Bases are chock full of Ballers here in the eighth inning. Beard to second. Atwood has reached base for the fourth time tonight. Colby Smelly will now dig in. Bases loaded. El Queso Grande, Colby Smelly will look to add some insurance runs. There is an arm warming for Carolina down the line. Should Montero really not be able to get out of this half inning? Time call. Pitch clock violation issued to Junior Montero. 1-0 count now on Colby Smelly. Montero unable to get the pitch off in time. One-oh pitch. Just a bit outside to Smelly. Now 2-0. Montero set. 2-0. Lifted high and foul by Colby Smelly. We'll do another one at 2-1. Wilfred Veras on deck. He's 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts tonight, all swinging. Here's a 2-1. Up and in on Smelly. 3-1 now. Smelly tonight, he's got a walk, a hit by pitch, and a pop out. He's had an eventful night. 3-1. Swung on, lifted high, and foul heads up over near section 101, 102, and it ends on the concourse. Full count. Full count, one out, bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers on top, 4-2, looking to hold on and win their fourth straight over the Carolina Mudcats. 3-2, up and in on Smelly, ball four. Another insurance run will come across the plate. It's Victor Torres. To third goes Beard, to second goes Atwood, and to first goes Colby Smelly with his third walk of the night. Wilfred Veras will now dig in 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts, but Victor Estevez, manager for the Carolina Mudcats, will come out and have a chat. Looks like that's the end of the night for Junior Montero. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network with a new arm on the way for the Mudcats. By Wilfred Veras, 0-1 is your count. Miguel Guerrero enters into the ball game in relief of Junior Montero, who kind of let the wheels fall off the wagon here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers lead 5-2 now as Veras cuts on the 0-1 and misses. 0-2 now. Guerrero on 2022, he's 2-3 with a 7.18 ERA. He's bounced between the Mudcats and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Guerrero added on July the 3rd down here to Carolina. 0-2. Off speed, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Wilfred Veras strikes out for the fifth time tonight. That is now two down for DJ Gladney, the first baseman. Gladney will dig in, bases loaded, two down, bottom of the eighth inning. Guerrero has pitched once for the Carolina Mudcats earlier this week. 2 2/3, one hit. No walks, four punch-outs. It's Gladney's first pitch from Guerrero. The righty will be outside, 1-0. Guerrero will deep breath, 1-0. Popped up in foul ground. May stay in play. It may not as the catcher, Cibrian, goes over. It lands in the dugout suite over there. Looks like everyone's okay. Someone trying to make a foul grab, but grab not made. 1-1, now your count. On DJ Gladney. Tonight, Gladney has not reached base. He's 0 for 4. A couple ground outs, a line out, and a strikeout. 1-1 from Guerrero. Fastball just a little low and outside. Now 2-1. Polanco, the second baseman, awaiting on deck. 2-1. Up and away on Gladney now, 3-1. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, awaiting on deck. This is the ninth batter of the inning for Kannapolis. Here, DJ Gladney taking his turn. Wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Here's the 3-1. Away ball four, and another run is going to cross the plate. This time it'll be James Beard. Atwood to third, Smelly to second, and Gladney reaches base for the first time tonight with a walk. Ballers now lead 6-2 over the Carolina Mudcats. That'll send Samuel Polanco to the plate for the second time this inning. What a fun eighth inning this has been here in Kannapolis. Pitch is swung on and missed by Polanco. 0-1 your count. Polanco tonight. Single, a walk, a ground down, and a ground out. 0-1 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Roped foul down the left field line. Count the move, 0-2. Logan Glass, left fielder on deck. 0-2 count, two outs. Decent lead at third base for Andy Atwood. Time called to the plate by Guerrero. Polanco with an open stance. 0-2. Lifted in the air, left field. Chasing after does Perez. Will he get there? He will not. Scoring on the play will be Smelly. Scoring on the play will be Atwood. In at second base will be a DJ Gladney. Samuel Polanco adds two more runs this time as the Ballers now take an 8-2 lead here in Kannapolis. Samuel Polanco with a two RBI single. Ballers have added now some good cushion to go go into the ninth inning, get three outs, and send our fans home happy after postgame fireworks. Logan Glass will now dig in. Two on, two out at bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch from Guerrero. Off-speed pitch in there. 0-1, your count now on Logan. 8-2 now. They've put up a sixth spot here in this bottom of the eighth inning. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Logan Glass down on strikes for the third out of the eighth inning. But that was a fun one. Ballers lead now 8-2. Top of the ninth inning, they're three outs away from victory. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll see if we can shut it down here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Angel Acevedo back out of the bump, top of the ninth inning. Ballers are three outs away from victory. They lead 8-2 over the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch to Garcia is upstairs on an off-speed pitch. 1-0 is your count. Garcia, Cibrian, and Chirinos do up in the order. Top of the ninth inning, good guys on top 8-2 despite being out hit 9-5 in tonight's game. Pitch is up and in on Garcia. He's plunked in the hand, and that will be a hit by pitch. Garcia, though, in a lot of pain. He will immediately run over and be in a whole lot of pain. Cibrian, the catcher, will dig in. Garcia is plunked with a fastball up and in on the hand. Cibrian will dig in, but looks like the head trainer for the Mudcats and Benny Arroyo is going to come out. As Eduardo Garcia is plunked on the hand with a fastball from Acevedo at 91 miles an hour. Looks like they're going to have to go to a pinch runner now here in this situation as there will be a runner on first. We'll see who they send out there. Looks like number five, that would be Gene Carmona entering the ball game. So Carmona will go out and run for Eduardo Garcia after he's plunked in the hand. So now Jose Cibrian, the catcher, will dig in. He is 1-for-2 on the night. And a walk and a balk in the sixth inning. Sounds like a parrot. Walk, balk. Get it? No? It's okay. Cibrian will dig in. Has a single back in the fourth inning. Acevedo on the bump. Here's the pitch. Fastball just a little low and outside. 1-0 your count. Acevedo a clean eighth inning. A 1-2-3 inning in one of the toughest parts of the order. Against Robbie Perez and, of course, our good friend in Jackson Chorio. 1-0, big swing and a miss. 1-1 now on Cibrian. Cibrian, one of four catchers on the roster for the Mudcats, all of them from the country of Venezuela. 1-1 outside corner, 1-2 now the count on Cibrian. Cibrian's the longest tenured Milwaukee Brewers prospect, international free agent signing in 2015 by the Milwaukee Brewers. 1-2 lifted in the air, right field, that'll drop in front of Kimbera Weaver and be a base knock. Headed for first is Cibrian. At second will be Gene Carmona. So now 2-1, nobody out. And I'll send it to Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. Chirinos will dig in, 1-for-3. He had a single back in the second inning. Wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside corner for strike one. Oh, 1 count now on Chirinos. Here's the pitch. Lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 0-2. Garcia, the DH on deck. 2 on, nobody out. Ballers 3 outs away from their 4th consecutive victory over the Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it again tomorrow for the series finale on Super Splash Day Part 2. Jared Kelly will get the start tomorrow for the Ballers. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Angel Acevedo picks up punch out number 2 on the night. It is Jesus Chirinos with his 2nd punch out of the night. First out, that'll send Jesus Garcia, the DH, to the plate. Jesus Garcia will dig in at a single back in the 4th inning. Other than that, a ground out in the 2nd and a fly out in the 7th. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss. 0-1 count now on ground ball would just about end it. If Acevedo can get it, 0-1. Just a bit low to the plate. Count even now at 1-1. Top of the order, and Henry Mendez is in the hole. Silva, the third baseman, is on deck. One one from Acevedo. Swinging bunt back to the mound. Acevedo will field it cleanly and fire to first in time for the force out. 1-3 put out of Jesus Garcia for the 2nd out of the inning. Runners will advance though. Carmona the 3rd and to 2nd goes Cibrian. Luis Silva, 3rd baseman, will dig in. He is 0-for-3 on the night. Again, series finale tomorrow. 1 o'clock first pitch. Jared Kelly, 0-4 with a 4.36 ERA. Against Alexander Cordiel, 4-7 with a 4.16 ERA. First pitch from Acevedo to Silva. Fouled off. Another one coming at 0-1. Silva 0-for-3, an automatic strikeout in the 3rd, a flyout in the 5th, and a groundout in the 7th inning. Runners at 2nd and 3rd, 2 down, 0-1 pitch. Off speed just a bit inside. Another one coming at 1-1. One, 1-1 count, 2 down. Acevedo looking to shut the door. Here's the pitch. Lifted high and deep into left field. That'll drop and mill into the corner. Scoring is Carmona. Scoring is Cibrian. Headed to 2nd on the play is Silva. 2 runs cross the plate for the Carolina Mudcats. It's an RBI double from Luis Silva that cuts into the lead. Now 8-4 your score. Top of the order to Henry Mendez. The right fielder will dig in. Mudcats just spoiling the party now as John Eli, pitching coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, will come out and chat. Runner on 2nd is Silva with his 1st hit of the night. It's an RBI double, now 1-for-4 on the evening. Henry Mendez will now get his turn to dig in. 2-for-4 night for him with a double and a single. Mendez 2-for-4, batting 230 on the year. In tonight's ball game, Mendez with a double. He has not tallied an RBI tonight. Robbie on deck is 1-for-4. Ballers again just one out away from victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It would be their fourth consecutive victory. First pitch from Acevedo. Fastball in there on the inside corner. 0-1 your count. Mendez, number 9 overall in the top 10 Milwaukee Brewers prospects. 0-1 from Acevedo. Grounder to short. Tough play for Atwood. He dives out, but he can't make the play. Into left center field, and now scoring on the play will be Silva. RBI single for Henry Mendez, and the party is just getting spoiled out here in this ninth inning. The Ballers one out away from victory, but the Mudcats getting their money's worth in the ninth inning. That'll send it now to Zach Robbie, the second baseman. Robbie 1-for-4 with no RBIs. Runner on first is Henry Mendez, now with a three-hit night. Here's the pitch from Acevedo. Swing and a miss on and off speed, 0-1. Acevedo is not able to continue in the game. 1-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, left center field. That'll drop in front of James Beard and be a base knock for Zach Robbie. He's now got a multi-hit game. It's a single. Advancing to second on the play is Mendez. So now two on and two down for Hedbert Perez. They will keep Acevedo in the ball game. No action quite yet from Guillermo Quiroz as Rigo Fernandez continuing to get loose out there. Acevedo one out away from cleaning this game up, but the Mudcats have put up three runs here in the top of the ninth inning. Tying run at the plate, it's Hedbert Perez. First pitch, swung on, fouled off. Another one coming at 0-1. Hedbert Perez on the evening. 0-for-4, two strikeouts, a ground down and a flyout. Of course, the ever-dangerous Jackson Chorio waiting on deck. Acevedo will take a deep breath and deliver the 0-1. Lifted in the air, foul down the left field line. Now 0-2 again. Mudcats down to their final strike. Acevedo with a deep breath. 0-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Fouled off down the right field line this time. Heads up over near the right field terrace area. Bounces off the roasted corn cart. 0-2 remains the count. Acevedo will put the glove on his left shoulder. Now he'll come set. Puts it to the chest with a deep breath. 0-2 pitch. Just a bit inside on a fastball. Count a move, 1-2. According to our track man, that was a strike. Nonetheless, home plate umpire Trey Jester calling that one a ball inside, 1-2 the count. Acevedo will come set, takes a deep breath. Here's the 1-2. Swung and missed at the plate. Off speed, he struck him out. Angel Acevedo shuts the door. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. They get out hit 13-5, but they come out victorious 8-5. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, that is now four in a row. The Ballers have won. They're undefeated since Joey took a deuce out in left field. Hey, rally Joey? We need to make a t-shirt maybe. That'd be kind of nice. Ballers win, baby, 8-5 here in Kannapolis. We're going to take a break and we're going to do our post-game show after the post-game fireworks here at the ballpark as well as here on the stream. If you're not able to join us for that, we appreciate you tuning in. We'll be live for tomorrow's series finale at 1 o'clock Eastern here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us. We'll be back with post-game show here in just a few moments on the Ballers Baseball Network. Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending it up here in the press box. Atrium Health Ballpark, wonderful night for baseball. And hey, Ballers win, baby. Ballers win their fourth consecutive victory over the Carolina Mudcats this week. They lost 4th of July. Baseball, and hey, Ballers win, baby. Ballers win their fourth consecutive victory over the Carolina Mudcats this week. Andy Atwood with his second home run of the year in the third inning off of Rodriguez. Carlos Rodriguez, starter for the Carolina Mudcats, allowing the Andy Atwood solo shot into left field. 2-for-4 night for Samuel Polanco with 2 RBIs for Polanco. Again, those RBIs coming in clutch. How about Colby Smelly? 0-for-1, but he does get 2 RBIs across the plate as well. 0-for-4 night for DJ Gladney. He does crowd tally an RBI. 1-for-4 night for Cabrera Weaver with 1 RBI. Let me tell you something. Cabrera Weaver, 1-for-4 today at the plate, but man, a couple of nice gold glove plays out in right field, saving some for sure base hits for the Carolina Mudcats in tonight's ball game. On the other side, how about the pitching staff tonight? Noah Owen, 5 innings, 8 hits, 1 run it was earned, no walks and 4 punchouts. Seamus, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 run it was earned, 2 walks and 2 punchouts. Cole Seamus back out there in relief for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's starting to get back in action after getting a bit of a month or so on the injured list. He's back, and he is back better than ever. And Angel Acevedo tonight picking up the victory, 2-2, 2 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned, no walks, and 3 punchouts for Angel Acevedo. Ballers take this one 8-5, their fourth consecutive victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark. On the other side, the losing side, Carolina Mudcats dropped to 40-40 now in the entire 2022 season. 3-for-5 night for Mendez, 3-for-5 with an RBI. 2-for-5 night for Zach Robbie, 2-for-4 night for Jackson Chorio, who picks up his 12th homer on the year in the 6th inning. He's got 2 RBIs in tonight's game. 1-for-2 night for Eduardo Garcia, 2-for-3 night for Cibrian, 1-for-4 nights all for Chirinos Garcia and Luis Silva. 7-8-9 due up in the order, going 3-for-12 overall. On the other side, pitching staff for the Mudcats tonight, 4 innings for Rodriguez, 1 hit, 1 run, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Pena, his first outing as a Carolina Mudcat, 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned, 4 walks, and 7 punchouts for Jason Pena out of the bullpen for the Carolina Mudcats. Montero gets the loss tonight. Junior Montero, 0.1. That is a third of an inning, folks. 1 hit, 6 runs, all earned. 4 walks on the night. No strikeouts from the righty. And then Guerrero comes in, gets those final 2/3. 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 2 punchouts. Ballers move to now 10-4 on the year. They are 1 game still behind the Columbia Fireflies in the South Division here in the second half. Ballers are right on the tails of the Columbia Fireflies here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Carolina drops to 6-8 now on the year. They are locked in the middle of the pack in the North Division of the Carolina League's second half standings. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 8-5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. And just another note for those of you keeping track at home, the Ballers are undefeated since our good friend and Joey out there laid a deuce in left field. Undefeated, baby. Feels good. 4-0 since our good friend and Joey did his duty out there in left field. We'll do it again tomorrow. Series finale here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1 o'clock. First pitch on tap. The righty Jared Kelly, 0-4 with a 4.36 ERA. And then the righty Alexander Corneal, 4-7 with a 4.16 ERA. We'll get the start for the Mudcats and the Ballers, not respectively. Kelly, the starter for Kannapolis tomorrow, and then Corneal on the bump for the second time this week for the Carolina Mudcats. Ballers will look to clinch a 5th straight victory in tomorrow's Super Splash Day Part 2. Y'all be able to be ready. I'm going to be firing some water balloons from up here in my broadcast booth window. So if you're sitting in Section 110, 111, 109 even, be ready. A bomb of a water balloon may come down from the broadcast booth window up here. Nonetheless, we're going to have some fun tomorrow. 1 o'clock first pitch. Ballers will search for their 5th consecutive victory. Up here in the press box, Dan Helody, as always, bringing the action. Appreciate you tuning in, hanging out with us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hope you had a blast. Even if you're not here at the ballpark, you'll tune in. MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB first pitch app. There's where you can find us every single game. I'll leave you, as I always do up here in the press box, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 8-5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still plenty of baseball left on the year. Let's make it 5 in a row tomorrow, 1 o'clock. First pitch. Hope you can tune in and join us. Until then, have a great one, everyone, and we will see you real soon. Have a blessed drive, and please drive home safely.